Do you feel that every entrepreneur should be a social entrepreneur? And what for you constitutes a values-based business?
Right. Let me do the values based first. All your questions are great, but that's particularly important, you know, because we toss around these terms. We don't really have, other than sustainability, which even that has multiple definitions, we don't really have a lexicon, or we call it Esperanto yet, for a lot of these terms. So you'll go to a conference, you go on a panel on, you know, social entrepreneurship, and they'll spend 2 hours trying to define it. There are definitions that have been thrown out by people more knowledgeable than I, but I don't see a lot of difference between an entrepreneur and a social entrepreneur other than the fact of this. As a social entrepreneur, because I feel like every entrepreneur is trying to fill a need. When I talk about social entrepreneur, I'm talking also not just about in terms of the products, but how you treat people. And look at all the things I wrote about this in this book, True to Yourself, Leading a Values-Based Business. If you read all of these, all the things I talk about in there, all gathered from interviewing 75 social venture networks, established social entrepreneurs, you'll read that and say, well, any good business should run that way. Right, they just don't. And the difference is because of the pressure of the bottom line, pressure possibly of venture capitalists who've come in who really want quick returns, which they normally do, unless the social venture capitalists who are still returns, but they're willing to wait longer. So the difference tends to be the balance between the profit motive and, let's call them, social and environmental concerns. And what tends to happen for what I would call a traditional entrepreneur is the profit motive outweighs everything else. It doesn't mean you still don't want to do them. That when you make decisions, the ruling decision is, does it increase our profitability? I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. With a social entrepreneur, you will see decisions made that maybe don't make the most money. Maybe sometimes don't make any money. Again, you can't make too many of them like that or you'll go out of business. As a social entrepreneur, any entrepreneur, the least socially responsible thing you can do is put your company out of business because people just lost their jobs. But, for example, I mentioned the pet product company. We had a situation we had to start moving to more capital, meaning more, bigger sort of production units, bigger machine. And when we put those in, those machineries, again, by putting in a new big machine, it would lay off people. Now, as an entrepreneur, I would just do that. I would just, you know, I'm sorry, we have more work, come back. But again, as a social entrepreneur, and again, as I mentioned with the other situation, we talk to our people, we introduce the machinery more slowly than we would have normally, but in a way to try to even out the flow so by the time the machinery fully online, then all of the people could be fully employed, so we never had to lay anybody off. So that probably meant for a period of time we were still making money, probably is not as much money as we could make. That to me is the difference. As a social entrepreneur, you really do pay a lot of attention to your social and environmental impact. On the other hand, let me give you an example of where you don't go overboard, and this has been in the early days. We're sort of in the third wave of at least this history, this current history of social entrepreneuring. In the early waves, people would, you know, really just do everything in terms of socially, and maybe things that financially didn't make a whole lot of sense and get in trouble. Offer 401ks, offer a lot of leave time, paternity and maternity leave, and all those sort of things. When you really added up those costs and put them in a bad position, and when their sales went down, it happened with Hannah Anderson's, it happened with Just Desserts, a number of our companies, they end up losing a lot of money. Even Patagonia, when they decided to go all organic, and Yvonne is definitely, Yvonne Chouinard, the CEO of Patagonia, absolutely a social entrepreneur, 100% the real thing, authentic, all the way walks the talk. Even he realized, look, we can't go from zero to 100% organic overnight. We'll go out of business, but we can do it, you know, in a measured fashion. For companies like Levi's will say, look, you know, we can do certain things in Bangladesh in terms of paying kids to go to school, ways to go to school, we pay them the same as we would pay them to work in the factory. And then when they're old enough, they come and work in the factory for that rate. They can do that in Bangladesh, but in China, they can't do it. It's a bigger country, too many people. So again, there's sort of this balancing act. There's always that looking out for the social mission and trying to put that right up front, given that you can continue to be a sustainable company.